As I've said, President Trump has signed an executive order this hour to prevent migrant children from being separated from their parents at the border. House Speaker Paul Ryan also reiterated today that Congress is acting. They're trying to send him a bill to sign.
We do not want children taken away from their parents. We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart. The administration says it wants Congress to act, and we are. Tomorrow, the House will vote on legislation to keep families together.
Keeping families together while still enforcing immigration laws. How would that happen? Well, here with us to parse the politics and the policy is Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead political editor. Good to talk with you again, Domenico.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
How would that House legislation, I know there are different proposals, but give us an idea how Congress would keep families together.
Well, there are different proposals out there. You know, one of them has to do with kind of going back to, ironically, what President Obama did in some instances, where they had these alternative detentions where you might have somebody with an ankle bracelet on and you could track them. Our Southwest correspondent here, John Burnett, who covers a lot of immigration issues, said that he heard from an Immigrations and Customs Enforcement official this morning who said that there's a 99.8% rate of people coming back to go to court under that policy. So that might be one thing that gets looked at. These family detention centers that the president, that President Obama had put in place that were also, by the way, harshly criticized for not being, you know, great family environments because they're essentially jails, less security than a prison, but you're essentially keeping people locked up.
In those facilities, are kids and parents in the same building alone, or
right,
are they actually in the same room?
Well, they're together. I don't know the specifics of it. I haven't seen them firsthand, but from what I understand, they're kept as a family unit together in the building. So,
okay. You
know, they may be, they are together. That's the point. But, you know, I do think that this potentially could see a challenge from the ACLU and other human rights organizations. If these families, when this executive order goes in place, I assume now effectively, that if they're held longer than 20 days together, that could be in violation of the Flores Settlement Agreement, which is ironically the same agreement that the Trump administration was using to say that there was a law that in fact is not a law. It is a settlement that went through the courts and was done in 1997, signed by the Clinton administration's head of the Immigration and Naturalization Services then, to say that you can't keep children of people who cross the border illegally in detention for more than 20 days. So the Trump administration was using that to say, see, we're not supposed to keep them together. And what other administrations have done is to say that that's actually just in looking at how you treat children. So this executive order that the president signed, you know, they try to maintain that they have a zero tolerance policy. They said that anyone crossing the border needs to do so at a port of entry. So in other words, if you cross the border at a point that's not a port of entry and you throw your hands up and say, oh, I'm seeking asylum, they don't see you as an asylum seeker. They see you as somebody who's illegally crossing the border because you're doing so not at an official port of entry. So what the Trump administration then is trying to do here is add basically a clause that says that family, maintaining family unity is also part of its policy now. So, and it says that that including by detaining alien families together where appropriate and consistent with law and available resources. Then it goes on to kind of whack Congress and say it's unfortunate that Congress's failure to act and court orders have put the administration in the position of separating alien families to effectively enforce the law. That's really kind of splitting hairs that not too many Democrats really buy.
You're listening to NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, will you stay on the line with us as we bring in someone who will be voting potentially on bills this week?
Sure thing.
This is Congressman Derek Kilmer, whose district includes the Olympic Peninsula, most of Kitsap and parts of Tacoma. Welcome, Congressman Kilmer.
You bet. Good to be with you.
So you just heard that we have the situation where our laws say it's a crime to enter the U.S. between official points of entry. Are there parts of those laws that you want to vote to change?
Sure. And I think it's important to acknowledge up front, separating kids from their families is just plain wrong. It's against our values. And I'm focused on first stopping that from happening in the short term. And then there are absolutely opportunities to fix our immigration system over the long term. So let's talk about both. Earlier today, 190 of my colleagues and I introduced a bill called the Keep Families Together Act, which would put an end to family separation right away, not through executive order, but through congressional action. It would also create a way to help parents find their kids. It would require Department of Homeland Security agents to get training in how to care for unaccompanied minors that they're responsible for. And it would require the government to give parents a phone number and update on where their kids are at least once a week. Now, beyond that, to your broader point, there's a need to address some of the front-end issues with our immigration system. What's disappointing is that there is a bipartisan bill called the USA Act that would actually deal with some of the root causes here. Unfortunately, that is not what's going to be voted on this week in the Congress. You've got two proposals that'll get voted on tomorrow, one that's a far-right bill and one that's a further right bill.
Yes, both of these House bills would address the DACA situation, the so-called Dreamers. Both have some funding for the border wall.
Let me just correct that, though. So the further right bill, what's called the Goodlatte bill, doesn't establish a path to citizenship for Dreamers. And what's considered the compromise bill, according to the Cato Institute, which is a right-leaning think tank, 82% of Dreamers won't benefit from that bill's path to citizenship. And so, you know, unfortunately, this is an example of, you know, I think a failure by House leadership to take up something that actually addresses the problem. We've got a bill called the USA Act that would provide a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers. It would help get the State Department involved in focusing on dealing with some of the root causes that's fueling this immigration at the border and fueling people coming and seeking asylum within our country.
Neither of those two House Republican bills would get your vote if either one of them, you were able to vote on either one of those.
No, I'd be quite surprised if either of them will get much in the way of Democratic support, in part because of the content and in part because just from a process standpoint, what's considered a compromise bill, there was no engagement across the aisle. That's disappointing because the reality is these issues should not be Democratic or Republican issues. These get to the very heart of who we are as Americans. There's a bill called the USA Act. It's a Republican bill. Will Hurd from Texas, Pete Aguilar, a Democrat from California. I'm a co-sponsor of that bill. If that bill got put on the floor, it'd get 280 votes. I don't think either one of these bills that we vote on tomorrow may not get 218 votes and pass, and that's letting people down, that's letting Dreamers down.
Okay, NPR's Domenico Montanaro still with us. You just heard Representative Kilmer giving his take, one Democrat's take. Given all the horse trading and the factions, what do you actually expect to happen in Congress?
Well, you know, the devil's always in those details, right? I mean, we're going to wind up seeing what they do wind up trying to come out with. We've heard some moderate Republicans say that the president is voiced support for some of the bills that have been put forward that are not as broad as perhaps the administration would like. You know, the administration would still like to see these four pillars that the president has put forward. They were hoping that maybe Democrats and moderate Republicans or enough Republicans could vote on something that, you know, to end this policy, they would take up something a little more broad. Given the fact that nothing's happened in the past year or so with that policy, and the president sees this as good politics with his base, you know, they were hoping that they could get a little bit more out of this. But right now,
the president would seem to have lost some leverage then in signing an executive order.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of people were kind of surprised by, that strategically why he didn't wait until at least tomorrow to see what passed, what didn't pass. You know, the only kind of logical explanation for that, but well, there's two things. There's one that you would look at and point to, which could be that Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, said to him, look, I don't know what's going to pass here. You got to get this done because we got to get these images off of TV, which is possible. But the scenario that now looks more likely, and we've confirmed, Sarah McCammon, NPR, one of NPR's White House correspondents, that First Lady Melania Trump and his daughter Ivanka Trump have behind the scenes been pressuring the president for days to end this policy, and apparently they've won out.
We just have another moment with Congressman Derek Kilmer from Kitsap Olympic Peninsula in Tacoma. Congressman, the leader, the Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, has basically rejected a legislative solution. Can your party end up looking like the Democrats are really enjoying their political advantage right now and they want to keep making this about President Trump?
You know, I think it's a mistake to look at this as a political game to be won. I mean, I think what I find most upsetting about this is the notion that we'd use young kids as leverage, as was stated earlier.
Well, for example, would you give the Trump administration, for example, border wall funding? Is there anything you would trade off if it meant protecting Dreamers or, you know, protecting people against some of Trump's policies that you don't like?
Well, I'd come back to the Bipartisan USA Act, which actually provides funding for what we call smart border. You know, I think the concern that you've heard from many around the wall is it's a 14th century solution to a 21st century problem. Now, having said that, there was a Senate vote on a proposal that provided funding for the wall, that provided a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, that made some changes to our system of legal immigration to make illegal immigration less attractive. And the Trump administration lobbied against it, you know, and so I think it doesn't pass the straight face test to suggest that Democrats haven't been willing to work in a constructive way. We've got a bill that's a bipartisan bill that unfortunately isn't being allowed a vote. There is every member of the Democratic caucus is on something called the discharge petition to try to force a vote on that. And unfortunately, we're two signatures short of being able to get 218 people to demand a vote on it. You know, this is, again, this is not a political game to be won. This is about what kind of country are we. Absolutely, we are a nation of laws, but we're also a nation of immigrants. And what we've seen on television, what we've read in the press, the separation of children from their families is not who we are. And I think the American people, I commend the American people for speaking up. I think this is an example of our capacity as citizens to impact the trajectory of our country. And I encourage your listeners, keep speaking up. You know, speak up for comprehensive immigration reform. Speak up to end this uncertainty for Dreamers. And that uncertainty is not addressed in either of the two bills that Congress is going to take up tomorrow. So I encourage your listeners to keep at it.
Congressman Derek Kilmer of Washington State's 6th Congressional District, a Democratic representative, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Finally, we're still with NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, and it can be so confusing, Domenico. We hear Republicans and Democrats accusing the other side of holding up progress on improving our immigration laws. In the minute or so we have left, can you help? Do you want to adjudicate that? What can you tell us that will help us make sense of all these counterclaims?
Well, these guys are professionals. You know, this is what they do. They try to message against each other. But the fact of the matter is here, the political winds on this were clear which way they were blowing. You could see that by the fact that the president did not want to own this policy, even though it was his policy and is his policy. He was pointing fingers at Congress to come up with a fix that wasn't necessary. And you could see that in the pressure that moderate Republicans were feeling. They don't want to have to go back to their districts in this kind of an election year and say that they were supporting the president while families were being separated.
NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro, thanks a lot for helping us follow this immigration debate.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Again, President Trump signed that executive order this hour, preventing migrant children from being separated from their parents at the border. We'll continue to cover that story on KUOW's The Record.